Legislative sessions winding down here over the next couple of weeks, and going to be chatting with 12th District State Senator Brad Hawkins a few more times during those sessions. And then once they've wrapped up, we'll also kind of put a bow on things with his regular Tuesday visits. With us on the line this morning to talk to us about how things could be a little bit sticky over the next 10 days or so, trying to get those budgets finalized. We'll kind of focus primarily on that today, along with a few other things. And Brad, always good to chat. Thanks so much.
Yeah, good morning, Chris. Thanks for having me. It's been great to connect with you and the Coho listeners throughout the session, so thanks so much.
You bet. I know we want to talk about the budgets here for the most part this morning, but real quick, Brad, if you don't mind, talk to us about the mask mandate. It's set to expire now. The dates have been moved up a couple of times, and now we're on March 12th, so we have less than 2 weeks left in not only the sessions, but also in our mask mandates. They're ending just in time for you folks over in the legislature, I guess, but that's obviously great news for the people of Washington State, and it's got to ease just kind of a lot of stress just in general, I'd imagine, surrounding kind of life in general, but also, I guess, in certain processes particular related to what you guys do in the legislature as well.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a big relief for a lot of families just to be able to take the mask off, just to have that sense that we are nearing the end, hopefully, of this pandemic. I think that's going to be terrific. I kind of wish at least they could bump it back at least a couple days so that the end of session and the mask mandate were the same day, and then we could kind of all celebrate kind of getting on with our lives. But yeah, I think it's definitely a step forward for Washington, and it's much more than a symbolic step. But I think it'll be interesting to see kind of the potential intrinsic benefits that people feel when they're able to take that off, because it's been so long, with this pandemic. And certainly this isn't the end, but with everything sort of seemingly winding down, it's really a good feeling to get back to some semblance of normalcy. I know people have kind of felt that way anyway, just in recent weeks. And frankly, a lot of people don't wear the masks anyway. But I think, for people to feel reassured and being able to take those off, I think will be a great thing.
Yeah, since the initial announcement, actually, of what was originally the 31st of March for being the unmask Washington date, I guess,
right,
officially, I saw a lot of folks just go ahead and peel them off already, it seems like, more so. But, obviously, they're still going to be recommended, it sounds like, in a lot of indoor places. But, again, they're not going to be mandated. So that is good news. Brad, let's move on and talk about these last couple weeks here, a little less than that, of the legislative sessions. You were telling me before we jumped on the air here that there's a little bit of stick as far as the budgets are concerned, and this process could get a bit more hairy down the home stretch, and there's a few reasons why. So tell us about that.
Yeah, it's sure interesting. So this particular year, it seems like more so than previous years, the budgets are intertwined in interesting ways. So we have the operating budget that proposes to transfer $2 billion to the Senate and House Democrats' Move Ahead Washington Transportation Package. And so that is a pretty significant one-time transfer. But then the Move Ahead Washington proposal got a huge amount of pushback from neighboring states, so primarily Alaska, Oregon, and Idaho, because the Move Ahead Washington plan, in addition to benefiting from this one-time transfer from the operating budget and the federal infrastructure bill and the revenues from the Climate Commitment Act, there is also an export fuels tax, which would tax fuel that is shipped outside of Washington State that's refined in our state, and that would create an impact on prices of gas in Alaska and Idaho and Oregon. So those states have really pushed back on Washington. So I'm not sure, for example, what happens to Washington State's Move Ahead Washington package. There is some talk of, in the House anyway, of switching that revenue stream to the public works account, which is an important account for infrastructure projects throughout our state. And what the House Democrat wants to do there is get away from this exported fuels tax and utilize the public works account in the tune of $100 million for the next 15 years, basically raiding that fund for the next 15 years in order to offset the revenue loss from those exported fuels. But it's just kind of interesting because these budgets and these proposals are connected. We got money coming, you know, it's in question. We got money that's supposedly transferred to the operating budget. And if we can't get it all resolved, I'm not exactly sure what's going to happen, but we have about 9 or 10 days to do that. And so it'll be very interesting to see how they land the plane, so to speak, over this next week or so.
So, Brad, during the course of the sort of middle portion, I guess, of the last decade, it was something that we were saying every year, perpetual, which was overtime or extra sessions.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering, you know, given your remarks just now, is there any threat of that potentially? Are we going to see maybe a few days at least of spillover to get this work finalized potentially?
Well, I think that's always a possibility, especially when this is such a high priority. I know that House and Senate Democrats have really worked hard on this transportation proposal. I think normally the operating budget proposal could move forward. Now, if they don't have to transfer $2 billion to transportation, in my opinion, we should just bank that as in the state of Washington in our reserve account and have an extra $2 billion because the total budget is going to be in the neighborhood of $65 billion. And so to keep an extra two would help boost up the state's ending fund balance or reserve account, which is really important for future years because I'm just not confident that our economy can continue ticking like it has been even despite the pandemic. These budgets and things actually need to be written up and finalized at least a few days out. There's an effort to make them available to the public for at least a 24-hour period. And then there are votes that are needed in both chambers of the legislature and potentially amendments. So normally, you know, we have 10 days left. I'd say things probably need to wrap up within the next 5 days out of the next 10 in order to actually end on time.
12th District State Senator Brad Hawkins with us today here on the Coho Morning Show. Brad joining us on Tuesdays every week throughout the legislative sessions and with us on a monthly basis when they are not in session. So, Brad, moving on, let's talk about that final push. Anything else down this last 9-10 days of the sessions that is really going to take prime focus or needs to occur?
Well, most of the prime focus will be in the House chambers and the Senate chambers. And so, unfortunately, to your point about the masks, we're still required to wear the masks in there, but for the very first time in a couple of years, we've had members of the public in the Senate chambers. So that's kind of been another kind of step towards normalcy. But most of the focus will be on the floor. There's very little, if any, committee meetings that will take place over the next week or so. All of that has concluded. All the cutoff dates have sort of expired. And now we're looking at, you know, the final push, which is a collection of policy bills that need to advance, and members working their individual pieces of legislation, and then those budgets as they come up. One thing that I don't think a lot of people may realize, but the budgets are sort of their own separate bills. They're just a large collection of multiple policies all put together with the funding included. And in order for any bill to become law, including a budget bill, the bill itself needs to pass both chambers, so the House and the Senate, and be signed by the governor in its exact same word-for-word form. So that's kind of the process that it takes. Some of the budgets will originate in the House and be passed over, and some will originate in the Senate and move over through the House. And other times, some of the budgets, the House will pass their budget, the Senate will pass their budget. The governor has already released his budget in December, and then the parties need to kind of come to an agreement and then bring the final proposed budget bill back to both chambers for another revote. So sometimes there's, you know, a lot of steps that need to take place in order for one particular bill in its exact same form to successfully pass both chambers and then advance to the governor. And then, of course, the governor himself could veto portions of the budget, which if you recall, the governor has been pretty liberal and aggressive with his veto pen, and that's caused some consternation from the legislative branch, who's actually sued the governor and prevailed. So it kind of gets interesting in these final days. And obviously there's some dust ups. You know, we've all been working for several weeks, about 12 hours a day on limited sleep. And so sometimes people get their feathers ruffled too. So I'm trying to stay positive. I'm trying to stay calm and, you know, get to the finish line.
Well, one way or another, we'll get to that finish line, Brad, and we'll look forward to getting an update from you about getting even closer to it next week and then eventually crossing it here in the weeks ahead. Again, 12th District State Senator Brad Hawkins with us today on the Coho Morning Show. Brad, appreciate the time. Stay well, and we'll look forward to that chat next week.
Yeah, thanks so much, Chris. Great to be with you.